Paragraph 6 reads, "The Disney film is just one of the many reinventions of Peter Pan following the 1950s. Peter has shown up in films like the 2003 live-action movie and 1991's Hook, starring Robin Williams as an adult Peter Pan, and the TV show Once Upon a Time. The stories all play with the appealing idea of being a child again and not having to worry about adult responsibilities. There's even Peter Pan syndrome, a condition described as an inability to engage with the behavior of adulthood. Without a doubt, Peter Pan will continue to be a character that inspires creators and audiences worldwide."
All right, so the Disney film is one of the most famous adaptations of the story, but since then there have been many reinventions of Peter Pan. A reinvention is just when you have a person or character that already exists and you make some big changes. So we talked about how Disney kind of changed Peter Pan a little bit to make it better for its audiences. But there's been other adaptations of the story or spin-offs of the story that also reinvent the character and reimagine the character. So one example would be the 1991 film Hook, in which you imagine what would happen if Peter Pan, this eternally youthful character, what if he grew up one day and became just a regular, boring adult. So that's the premise of that movie. And then you can see other versions. There's a million different versions of Peter Pan and different adaptations on TV or in the movies. We can't list them all, so here's just a few examples.
And so all of these stories, in one way or another, they play with the appealing idea, so the attractive or interesting idea, of being a child again and not having to worry about things like adult responsibilities, paying the bills, worrying about money, all of those types of things. And so there's even this thing called Peter Pan syndrome. And so this is a condition that is described as someone who has the inability to engage with the behavior of adulthood. So an inability is being unable to do something. So they're not able to kind of grow up. They might have some childlike behavior. And so, without a doubt, Peter Pan, you know, it's this famous story. It's been around over 100 years, and it seems like it'll continue to be popular and that he will be a character that inspires people who are making movies and plays and writing books, and audiences will keep showing up for these stories, as it seems that people really enjoy these Peter Pan stories. So that wraps up our article for today. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.